Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, even here in midweek, still time beyond the remaining portion of its schedule and the postseason, which starts September 30th for Ken Heidinger, to recall those moments so reflective in that gutsy 3-2 win over Joe Yonkman's South Panthers the other day that handed the high-flying Cougs a Conference Indiana championship. And as Ken was telling me,
South really came at us hard, and Jory Schaub and Zach Wyden at one doubles came really ready to play. Boy, they were firing, and had a great straight set win at number one. And what was impressive, I mean, they even picked up momentum going into the second, so a lot of people slack off a little bit there. I mean, it was from a start to finish one of the better matches I've seen in Tara. Any one of our players playing, our two seniors came through like seniors. Then we had some Paul Zube won the first set, and he got down 4-2 in the second set and came back and won the second set. That was a good win to get us our second. And Scott Bodie won the first at number two singles, came won the first set big. Then he lost the second set, and then he was down, I believe it was 5-2 in the third, and Scott came back and pulled that out and clinched it for us there. He showed a lion's heart in making that comeback, took stock of what he had to do, and really did a good job on it. So really proud of Scott Bowie.
Yeah, and he's only a junior playing for Ken Heidinger. Work to be done, what with Columbus North up on the road Thursday, and then a regular season closeout with Clarksville Providence on Saturday morning. Coach Ken's crew currently 13-1. They're 10th ranked in the state, and as I was mentioning, the postseason right around the bend, and every player from that 4-1 sectional title win when they beat South last fall, save one, back to, well, take things further this fall. Winning Conference Indiana was a good start. In the zone, Terry joins Dave in your calls tonight at 6, Reds Cards at Bush, pregame at 8:05. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, Moriarty South Panthers remain number four this week in the 5A AP poll. Did move up to number three in the coaches as they venture out on the road to Terre Haute South Friday night looking for its sixth win in a row. Since that opening season game with B&L when we were introduced to sophomore quarterback Gavin Yeske a night when he tossed two interceptions, well, he hasn't thrown any since. And the subject of young Mr. Yeske came up in our post-game conversation last Friday night with quarterback's coach, Anthony Lindsay.
How is he managing the game now as you get ready? We're a little below, a little past now the halfway point. Very steady, no interceptions, had a couple drops, but 140 yards, threw the ball 13 times, and hit Jeb Drew for six.
Yeah, he was on target all night. I just preached to him, take what they give you. You know, you don't have to force anything. You know, just take what's there, and good things will happen.
Right. You know, one of the things, and I mentioned it on the broadcast, Kevin Yeske play faking. Talk a little about that. You worked with him, or is that just some, a God-given trait that he, I mean, he just play faked so well.
Yeah, you know, we work in a mesh. Okay, that's what we call it. So the mesh between him and the running back is very important, and that pulls, you know, the backers or the free safety down, and then we've got the post or whatever behind it.
Well, I tell you, the young man listens well to the man instructing him. He used to throw a touchdown or two when he would play at Bloomington North and St. Joe, and that's South quarterback's coach, Anthony Lindsay. Gavin, by the way, is 203 yards away from a 1,000-yard season. He's at nearly 67% completion and has thrown for seven scores, and a run threat as well, almost 200 yards there. He's run four in for touchdowns. Terre Haute South, by the way, comes in with a record of 1-4. I'm Joe Smith.